So question, should we be perfectionists in bhakti? Answer, actually the obsession with perfection often becomes the tomb of success. You know, just because we want to do something perfectly and because we can't do it perfectly, then we often don't do it at all. So if I want to write, if I want to sing, if I want to do anything, we all go through the process of learning, making mistakes, and then gradually improving. So the expectation of perfection sets the bar so high that we often stop trying to jump also. So this is in terms of practice. In principle also, we are finite beings, and as finite beings, it is natural for us to sometimes have incomplete or inadequate understandings and to act in imperfect or incorrect ways. So certainly we need to endeavor to try to get as correct understanding as possible and to act as properly as possible in whatever we are doing, whatever service we are doing, we try to do it as well as we can. But if say Prabhupada had waited for perfection, for the perfect situation to come, for to start his outreach, or for the perfect kind of disciples to come, he would never have been able to do his outreach only. Prabhupada gave that other example of how a person walking on a street sees a stick, sees some fruit shell, sees some marbles or something like that. A person strings them all together and makes a musical instrument and plays music. So it's imperfect, but that produces music. So Prabhupada said, that's how I started the Krishna consciousness movement. I did not have people who were very talented or very dedicated or very pure or very spiritually committed. But he was able to, he started with whatever he had and things moved forward. So usually, we think of humility means going down and saying I am good for nothing or whatever. We may have different notions of humility. But humility also means that we accept what we are and we serve Krishna with what we are, with what we have. Knowing that it is inadequate, knowing that it is imperfect, but we know that Krishna still accepts whatever service we are doing. And if we are doing some services in some specific forums, then we should try to come to a requisite level of quality. But we shouldn't stop the service itself just because we are not perfect. And there is the quest for improvement and there is the quest for perfection. And Prabhupada says that practicing bhakti will help us to attain spiritual perfection. And spiritual perfection means that our intention to serve Krishna will become perfectly fixed. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Bhakti will become fixed as an irrevocable fact in our heart. But that does not mean that even a pure devotee who is completely fixed in service of Krishna, they are going to be perfect in the material sense. Even a pure devotee may sometimes forget a verse, and they may mispronounce or misspell something. All these things may happen. So perfection is an intention. Perfection for us is achievable in intention. Perfection is not achievable for us in execution. Improvement is always possible and we should always try to keep improving. But in execution, we finite living beings cannot be perfect. But in intention, we can strive for perfection. And that perfection of intention also comes by steady purification. So right now I may serve with the impure intention. I want to share Krishna's message, but I also want to be praised. Oh, I am a gentlian person or whatever. So like that but still we keep serving Krishna. By that connection with Krishna, we become purified and we start saying that, in praise, there's not much. What do I get in that praise? As compared to that, in absorption in Krishna, there is so much fulfillment. Therefore, let me become absorbed in Krishna. And that's how we attain perfection in intention.